This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will formally inaugurate the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention today at Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. President Draupadi Murmu is also scheduled to arrive in Bhubaneswar today evening to attend the valedictory function of the convention on Friday. The President will also confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman upon members of the Indian diaspora to recognize their achievements in various fields. The three-day Pravasi Bharatiya Divas kick-started yesterday with the inauguration of Yuva Pravasi Bharatiya Divas, attended by Union External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Minister for Youth Services and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and other dignitaries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually inaugurated and laid foundation stone of projects worth over 2 lakh crore rupees today in Andhra Pradesh from Visakhapatnam. Addressing the public meeting at the Andhra University Engineering College ground in Visakhapatnam yesterday, Prime Minister said his government is committed for the development of Andhra Pradesh. He said Swarna Andhra Pradesh 2047 is integral to Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi said that the green hydrogen project and bulk drug park will give impetus for industrial development and generate employment. The Prime Minister said that the Krishnapatnam Industrial Park City will bring in thousands of crores in investment and ensure development of Rayalaseema region of Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually laid the foundation stone for the 1,85,000 crore rupees state-of-the-art NTPC Green Energy Limited's Green Hydrogen Hub project at Pudi Madaka near Visakhapatnam. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for 10 road construction and expansion projects worth 4,593 crore rupees and 6 railway projects worth 6,028 crore rupees. Indian Space Research Organization has further postponed the docking experiment of its two satellites rotating in low Earth orbit under the SpaceX mission. The space agency has tweeted that the decision to postpone docking was taken due to the detection of excess drift between the two satellites. ISRO had earlier scheduled docking of satellites on 7th of January and thereafter today. Due to the unexpected drift in the satellites, ISRO has revised the timeline that will be announced soon. The tweet says that both the satellites SDX-01 Chaser and SDX-02 Target are safe and functioning normally. In Tirupati, in a tragic incident, 6 people have reportedly died yesterday evening in a stampede at the token issuing counter for the Vaikuntha Ekadasi Darshanam scheduled from 10 to 12 January. 20 people have been hospitalized due to injuries. This incident has happened in Tirupati town of Andhra Pradesh and not on the hilltop of Tirumala where the temple is located. PM Modi has expressed grief over the stampede in Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, he said his thoughts are with those who have lost their near and dear ones. Mr. Modi also prayed that the injured recover soon. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi also condoled the death of devotees. The Ministry of Railway said that Jammu-Srinagar Vande Bharat Express between Katra to Srinagar will start running soon. The train will have 8 coaches and cover the journey merely in 3 hours, 10 minutes. The ministry said that final safety inspection of 111-kilometer-long Banihal-Katra section in the newly constructed Jammu division have also commenced and expects to operate trains from later this year. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has launched a pair of special songs by Akashvani and Doordarshan dedicated to the Mahakumbh in Delhi. The special composition by Akashvani encapsulates the spiritual, cultural and religious significance of the Mahakumbh through a harmonious blend of music and lyrical presentation. The song has been sung by the Ratan Prasanna with the music of Santosh Nehar and Ratan Prasanna. The theme song Mahakumbh Hai, produced by Doordarshan, is sung by Padma Shri Kailash Kher. The song encapsulates the spirit of devotion, celebration and the vibrant culture essence of the Mahakumbh. In Hockey India League, Dutch drag flicker Jip Janssen's hat-trick guides Tamil Nadu Dragons to a 6-5 win over Team Gonasika at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last night. The result takes the Tamil Nadu Dragons to the second spot on the standings with 9 points in 4 matches. In the second match yesterday, bottom-placed Hyderabad Tufans defeated UP Rudras 3-0 to record its first victory in regulation time. Vedanta Kalinga Lancers will face Team Gonasika in Rourkela at 8:15 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.